WBE.
WBEN, Buffalo, New York.
Through the magic of radio tape, we bring you this program from the Hilton Hotel in Chicago. We're here on the occasion of the annual banquet of the broadcast pioneers. Let us have some unusual kind of thing. I want you to see what it is that has made me so fond of this orchestra. I told you that one of the requirements I have is that they must be humorists. They must have a sense of humor with their music, in addition to being superb musicians. Now, there isn't a man in there who knows who I'm going to call on right now to ask him to do something. And it doesn't make any difference, because regardless of who I call on, he'll deliver. The versatility of that gentleman at the piano there, Cy Mann, whom we all love so much. Cy, just off the top of your head now, give me a few strains from any aria you can think of. Anyone, I don't care. Okay. Give me a little bit of Chopin. Give me a little real hard rock. All right. Harold J. Lieberman. How about some Tin Roof Blues? You lead it off. Mickey. journey. To me, it's a little sad that you never hear anything like that again on the network after we're through on the 30th. That was pure ad-lib. There wasn't a soul knew I was going to do this.
Walter Cronkite can't play like that.
Oh, my. Now, let's work backwards again. Max, would you please do a number of one of your ragtime old-timers that goes way back and grew with the band?
This comes along about 1907 when people started to syncopate when they sang and got rid of those old songs like The Picture That's Turned Against the Wall and She's More to Be Pitied Than Censured. And American music began to, well, they didn't call it swing in those days, to rag, to syncopate all the time. Like in this song from 1907 called Come After Breakfast, Bring Your Own Lunch, and Leave Before Supper Time. Maestro.
Old Jasper Green, the deacon of a church down in South Carolina, had a habit of calling on folks along about evening time. Every day out on the street he met my aunt, Mandy Lou. Said sometime tomorrow, think I'll call on you. She said, come around anytime, makes no difference. But these few words I've got to say right here in self-defense. Come after breakfast, bring your own lunch, and leave before supper time. You do that, I'm positive, we're gonna get along fine. Cause everybody's welcome at my house, whether it's rain or shine. Come after breakfast and bring your own lunch and leave before supper time. The South Carolina Temperance Union met last Saturday night, and while they fussed and thought they'd bust, they ate with all their might. Before they left, they said next week we'll meet at Mandy Lou's. And Mandy said, that's fine with me, but sisters, I got news. Come on over anytime, go on and set that date. And if you bring your appetites, I'll furnish you the plate. Come after breakfast, bring your own lunch, and leave before supper time. You do that, I'm positive, we're gonna get along fine. Cause everybody's welcome at my house, whether it's rain or shine.
Come after breakfast to bring your own lunch and leave before supper time. pretty great.
Boy, he's a fancy bower.
Hey, did you like that bow?
Yeah, snappy.
I watched you do that. I learned that on the radio. I always kind of wondered why you took bows in the radio studio, though, Richard.
I do more of a curtsy, really.
It's a curtsy, yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful watching radio people go out on a stage. They really are graceful. Hey, you know, I have a sponsor, Dick.
Who?
California Prunes. I don't know. Now, that is no laughing matter, you know. Those who eat California prunes are recognized throughout each other's neighborhood as regular fellows. they're very tasty. And now, for example, every morning I have a great big glass of California prune juice. Now, the reason it's California prune juice is because they just don't grow them in Jersey. The only place I know of where they grow prunes is California. And how fortunate that is, because that happens to be our sponsor. And this California prune juice is a very great way to start the day. Wrinkled little things that they are. They contain only natural sugars, much less than candy, and they're very, very good for you. So I recommend highly a dish of California prunes, stewed or sober. I'd like to hear another song out of these Auburns.
Sure.
Okay, the Arbors from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and one from Michigan State.
Right.
He's the one that's married to the beautiful stewardess, right?
Right, right.
That's right.
American Airlines all the way.
American Airlines. Okay, it's all right. Thanks for flying American. If Frank Casey was here, he'd really give it to you.
This is some rock and roll, Arthur, written by that group from Liverpool that's not around anymore, the Beatles.
Thank you.
of suits.
They sing pretty good, too, Dick.
Huh?
They sing pretty well, too.
I think I blew some words, Arthur.
You did what?
I blew some words.
You blew them?
Yeah. That's
nobody
all right.
Noticed it.
I practiced them, though, so it's a perfect mistake.
That's one of the things the boys taught me in playing music. It's okay in playing jazz if you make a mistake. Just do the same thing again in the next bar and everybody will think you mean it. Richard, how long have we worked now? 12 years?
A little better than that. I think a little over 13 years.
Over 13.
Because as I recall, my son was born just... My big boy was born around the time that I joined your show.
I had nothing to do with it.
No, but you sure chipped in for the hospital, I tell you that.
Well, well. I just can't get over this letter from the president that he should take time out to do that. With the pressures on that office today, how any one man can take it, I don't know. Especially with the world and the situation it is. With the country and the fix that we're in. The lowest ebb in my entire life of morale around this country. The cities are jungles. And it frightens me a little. It frightens me a great deal. Because the things that made this country great, that gave me my opportunities, are still here. All that needs to be done is to reestablish the credibility of government, of industry, of people. We have to learn to be honest with each other. We have to do that because there is so little time left. You see, nobody stops to think that the land area of this globe, compressed all together, makes up only 1/4 of the surface of the earth. The other 3/4 is ocean. But 1/3 of that 1/4 is covered with ice at the poles or is uninhabitable desert. So actually, life as we know it has 2/3 of 1/4 of the earth's surface upon which to live. Now the Orientals can teach us a great deal because for hundreds of years they have been massed together, great hordes of people in very small spaces, which I think is why they are so polite to one another, so considerate of one another. We could learn a great deal from them. We must learn to do that. We must learn to trust one another. Sure, we never bend over without being backed up against a wall. But we must never be embittered by this. We must know, like all the other species on Earth, that there's the bird when it feeds, the animals when they're feeding, always watching, always alert. We always have to be, of course. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to get along and trust one another. We have only 30 years now, 28 years till the end of this century. I won't be here when that century ends, but lots of our children and grandchildren will. And I want something for them to lean on, to look forward to, as I had. For example, the oil. According to the scientists, there are 30 years worth of oil left. 30 years, and we're using it as though there were no tomorrow. And we're thinking of taking the last great bank of it that we have in North America out of Alaska and shipping half of it to Japan. What kind of idiocy is that? We should leave it there in the bank and use what we can get from the Middle East and find other ways to create the energy that we need. Who says the energy has to double the demand for it every 10 years? Who says so? Why do we need those lights underneath that bridge at the Chicago River that almost blinded our driver tonight coming along here? Why? Why do we need all the lights that we burn all night long on Broadway, all day long in some of those places? We have to learn to conserve and recycle and reuse. In Genesis, it says, multiply, take dominion, and replenish. We heard the multiplication, and we heard the taking dominion of, but nobody ever heard the word replenish. And it's just as much a commandment as any other. Stewardship is what we need. And as Father Power said tonight, truth. That has been the basis of these 38 years of broadcasting that I've done with CBS, tempered by the first four when I was just feeling my way along. And it's been a great, glorious career, which I have enjoyed every minute of the way, and especially the last 27 years with this group. Again, I thank you, Pat Patricelli, and the Broadcast Pioneers for this Distinguished Service Award, and you, Mr. President, for your kindliness, and all of you good people. I'd like to say good night by playing one more Dixieland for you, all right?
you.
Today's broadcast was edited to comply with time requirements. Instant breaking news, the big story comes your way at once through electronic net alert, exclusively on the CBS radio network.
WBEN in Buffalo.